Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Hello, Cindy. My name is Linda Foster, and I called about a charge on my card that is not mine and I didn't receive. She said it was a kitchen set.
Allow me to pull up information. Allow me to pull up information that way I'm able to better assist you. One moment. One moment. Be right with him, just waiting for the system to retrieve your order. Verify for me, please, your address.
So I was telling her that this is not my charge. So I didn't want to give her any of my personal information.
I understand.
But
I need
my
to.
Email. She did it with my email.
Right, but for security reasons, if you're stating fraud, I have to verify some information.
Well, that's. It's a fraud, so I don't want to give you my information if it's a fraud charge.
I'm not going to be able to proceed if you can't verify information. I can't proceed.
Well, you tell me what my if you have my address.
That would be verifying it.
Listen, let me talk to a manager because this is a charge.
Okay, one moment, please.
It's on my JCPenney's card. I don't understand how that happened.
I'll be right with you.
Of course.
And again, I would be more than happy to assist you, but you will have to verify the information.
Well, if this is a fraud, so there was a fraud on my charge account.
Have you disputed
so
this with your bank
you
or credit
any-
card? Well, how would I know
yes,
who I'm speaking with?
Well, I'm looking at my statement right now, and there's a charge on my card, and it's under my name. So I don't know how you have that on my card. And it's not even, it's a JCPenney's card. I called JCPenney's, and they told me to call this number. I don't know how y'all got on there, but it's not JCPenney's.
Okay, so I understand that you're stating that it's fraud, but I have to make sure
yes.
that I'm speaking with the correct party because your name would still be
okay,
on the account.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I already gave her my name and my email address, and she's
okay,
going to
you.
Okay,
but you would have to verify your address because if you're stating it's fraud,
I'll
if we have all the...
It is fraud, and if I give you my address, then it's more fraud.
I'm looking at the account for Linda Foster. I have the phone number.
That's
Hold
me.
on for 1 second. The phone number that you're calling in from does match. 210-723-5048. Email address.
That's my phone.
isafoster@yahoo.com. The last thing to verify would be your address.
It's LSA Foster, it's not I, so maybe that's
okay.
The problem.
No, it's LSA Foster at Yahoo. What's the address, please?
I'll give you the number, but I'm not going to give you my street address because
that's not
I
verifying it.
You have
to verify everything.
Okay,
let
me talk to your manager. They gave me this number, it's fraud, and I don't want Bill
one moment,
State
please.
Giving you my address.
And what is the street number on the for your address, please? And the city and state? Mm-hmm. And the city and state? Okay. I have Bowen. I have 9206 Bowen Drive, San Antonio, Texas. So all the information we have on the account is your information. It looks like you completed a survey.
I don't know how you got all that information.
You completed a survey for a KitchenAid set. You paid $574 for it. It signed you up for a discount membership.
I don't know what discount membership you're talking about.
Because you entered in a sweepstakes. You paid $5.74 for a KitchenAid.
No, it says 6732, and I didn't receive any KitchenAid.
Because you didn't receive the KitchenAid because you entered in a sweepstakes. You had to pay $5.74 for the entry fee.
So that is not me. I'm telling you, I didn't order anything. I don't know about sweepstakes. And it doesn't say $5.74. It's $67.32.
I'm saying that's when you originally signed up. The $67.32 is for the discount membership, which allows you a $125 gift card. That goes to your email address.
I didn't receive anything. No, this is fraud. I did not sign up for anything. I didn't receive anything in the mail, and this is fraud. So
you wouldn't receive anything in the mail. You don't receive anything in the mail if you signed up for a sweepstakes. The gift card goes to your email address.
This is fraud. I don't have anything from y'all. Nothing. And this is fraud. So I'm reporting a fraud, and I'm calling.
Have
my
you disputed the charge
right
with your bank or credit card company?
They gave me your phone number and to see what it was, and I said I didn't order anything, I didn't receive anything, and she said call this number and then call her back if it was fraud.
One
so
moment, it's not fraud, but I'll make a notation. One moment. The refund of the $67.32 will be refunded back pending the investigation. One moment, please. Just waiting for the credit to be applied to the account. One moment.
Is there any other charges that are charging into this account that you see on your end?
Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process the credit. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
Hey, wait a minute. Is there any other charges on my card from y'all?
Show that you were billed on the 20th of December, $39.99.
20th December?
Correct.
Oh, that's not mine either. I don't know what these charges are. I'm getting nervous now. Can you deduct that one? Any other charges from your company are not allowed, and you cannot use credit card.
I'll see if this system will allow a credit. One moment, because, again, all the information we have on the account is your information. One moment. Okay, so you'll see two credits, one for $39.99 and one for $67.32. Again, your bank takes 3 to 5 business days to process it.
And are there any other charges that were charged on this account?
No.
Okay, I do not want any more charges coming out of this account. And I don't know who you are, but please note on there that I don't accept any other charges on this account.
No additional charges will be applied.
Thank you so much. And what was your name?
My name is Cindy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
You're welcome. Hey, also, one more question. Do I have to call my bank and report it as fraud before you credit
me? That's up to you. All the information we have on the account is your information.
I don't know how you got my information. This is just wild. And you're on my JCPenney card. It has no, that's not even a, I don't know how y'all got there. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.